There are some things that we know are real, but that we cannot measure and cannot explain. For example, friendship. It's hard to explain it. What is it? We know that it is because we have people we call friends. But to try to explain exactly what a friend is, it's beyond our ability to put into words. Love. Another thing that is real, but we can't explain it. We don't exactly know what it is, but we know it's a power, a strong power that every single one of us has. Relationships, again, we have them, but we don't exactly know what they are. Now, with this as background, friendship, love, relationships, God is telling us something about us in our life here on this earth. Would you say that you have a spiritual life? And if you say yes, how can you explain it? Can you point it out? Can you show it to me? Can you do anything about this idea of spiritual life? But this is what Christ came down on this earth to show us, that there was such a thing as a spiritual life and that we're in it. He didn't meet with a great deal of success. And maybe down through the ages, we still haven't discovered what that spiritual life is all about. And that's what we want to touch on today. Let's begin by rereading a portion of the second reading. It's a letter from John, and it was written perhaps around the year 90. It was the church is trying to find itself and find its direction. And this is all about relationship, our relationship with God. And part of what was in this chapter was, you are God's children. That's a special, unique relationship. It's not a physical relationship. It's a spiritual relationship. But it's real. It's live. And it did really mean something to people of that time. So, let me read this to you. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, and which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at and our hands have touched, this we proclaim concerning the word of life. We have seen it, and we testify to it, and we proclaim to you the eternal life which was with the Father and has appeared to us. We proclaim to you that we have seen and heard, so that you may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. We write this to make our joy complete. That's what they were saying about the spiritual life, that we have one. So we deal with the idea of friendship, the idea of love. When we exercise this friendship, we switch from being physical, material human beings to spiritual beings, because we're performing a spiritual act, not a physical act. Friendship is the thing that brings us closer to God. The act of being a friend is being like God. It's helping to make God visible. Now, this power exists. We've all experienced it one way or the other. We have friends, and we know what it's like to be with them. It's not so much what they do for me, it's just one presence with the other. The best definition I've ever heard about a friend is, it's another self. It's another me. That's what a friend is. The relationship that we have is something that comes alive, is not dead. So in that reading that I repeated from the letter of John, he kept saying over and over again this idea. We proclaim this. They were excited about it. Excited about the fact that they realized that their relationship with God was not physical. Was spiritual. And they began to realize that they were touching it, experiencing that spiritual relationship that exists between God and ourselves. It's unique. It's special. It's extraordinary. There are a lot of things in our life that are spiritual that we don't realize. Last night, how many of you saw the moon? How many of you really saw the moon? How many just glanced at it? That can be a spiritual moment when you drink it in. When you look at it, not so much, oh, isn't that nice? And then off to everything else. When you pause and reflect and think, I don't know what it is, I don't know how far it is, I don't care, it's there. And God put it there. And it helps me lead from one thing to another to God Himself. Just that simple thing is a spiritual sign. It's the invisible being made visible. Another example of the same idea. In the Sistine Chapel in Rome, the ceiling, there's a painting, and it's called Creation. I'm sure you probably all have seen a picture of it. It shows a picture of an older man reaching out from the heavens above and reaching down. The other part of the picture is a human being reaching up, and their two fingers touch. What is that? What does it mean? Michelangelo was trying to convey a spiritual idea. He was trying to take something that was invisible and make it visible. Make it real. That painting depicts our relationship with God. It's a physical thing, but it's telling us something that's far beyond the physical and the material. It brings us into the spiritual life, into another world that's hard for us to experience, but there are times in our life when we do touch that other dimension, that other life of being a spiritual being, a spiritual creation, that God is in our midst, and we're beginning to realize who He is. Not only is He, there is a God, but we are God's children. We are God's friends. That the relationship, we're limited to human words, but it's trying to take that which we cannot express and put some expression to it. Make it come alive, that we too can proclaim something. We might even ask that question of ourselves. What do we proclaim? What is it we say in our world? We've gone 20 centuries now since that document was written that spoke about us being the children of God. What have we learned in those centuries that followed? If you pick up the paper, if you turn on the television, if you watch the news, what do you hear? Oh, how they love one another. What do we hear? We hear the physical and the material things of this world, essentially. Only occasionally do we hear the spiritual. And yet, that's what we're called to be. You are my friends, is what Christ called his apostles, his followers. You are really that close to me. And he uses the term, you are in me and I am in you. That's not physical. That's spiritual. It's a special spiritual life. I am unique, extraordinary. If that moon up in the sky last night, if that moon is extraordinary, how much more extraordinary are we? Well, we need to exercise that life and to appreciate it. Appreciate that it is real. You've heard, I think, the prayer called the prayer of St. Francis, and it begins with, O Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Let's change that a little bit. O Lord, I am an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me show the opposite, love. Where there is anger, let me show the opposite. Patience. Where all these things that we see every day, day in and day out, the anger, the prejudice, the violence, the greed, all of these negative forces that exist in our world need to be counteracted. That's where we come in, you and I. We can change this world of ours. In fact, that's our calling, to change it. We can by being what? Being patient. We don't have to add to the anger in the world by being angry ourselves. It doesn't gain us anything. It pulls us down. It limits us. We're called for greater things, bigger things. We need to look. And we'll see that the spiritual life is all around us. God is there. We need to look carefully. Maybe tonight would be a time to look. Not to glance, but to look. And to absorb. Not to think. Absorb. What this means. The heavens above us. It tells us something about this God who remains in us and we in him. It's an ongoing thing. It goes on day in and day out, whether we pay attention to it or not. The world is filled with hate. It's also filled with love. It's up to us to discover it. And it's simple as perhaps looking up into the night sky and seeing that God is in the heavens. We are here, and we are his children.